Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Du willst beim Shoppen richtig Geld sparen? Dann lad dir jetzt die Idealo-App runter und finde aus tausenden von Shops den besten Preis für dein Wunschprodukt. Einfach und schnell. Der Preis ist wo-oh, und immer lo-oh. Idealo, lo-oh, lo-oh. Idealo, lo-oh. Jetzt downloaden und sparen. Idealo, die Preisvergleichs-App.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
10,000 barbershop singers are harmonizing their hearts out in Pittsburgh this week at the 56th Annual Convention of the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. This must be one of the barbershop quartets calling.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
what a surprise that you'd call.
It's great to be with you.
I'll tell you.
This must be the Polish team.
Well, it's great to hear from you, fellas. Do you have a spokesperson? Okay.
Could we speak with him?
Sure thing.
And what's your spokesman's name?
Barry.
Okay.
Hello, Barry.
Barry. Actually, I think they're all Barry. So are you guys having fun at the Barbershop Quartet Convention? I see. It's a shame they didn't have a bass.
What's the name of your quartet?
The Barry Tones.
I see. Very good. Well, good luck at the convention, guys.
Thanks, fellas. Have a nice day.
They're gone. Well, I know who the last place team is.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are going to be joined by Al Jackson.
Ooh, look at that.
Hey, Al. Good morning, hey, sir. Al.
Hello. Yo, I hear that there's big things happening afoot with the lady of the house. But first, I want to say I was looking at Ace. He's always got his signature black on, and it should be like Raiders and intimidating. But it just, he's such a nice guy. I think about him like coordinating like a community theater, like places, everyone move the trees. Like, I get to see you yelling at people backstage in like Pensacola, Florida or somewhere.
Thank you very much. Al Jackson is our guest, and Al typically calls on Thursdays, but we're happy to have it today.
In
honor of the baseball season.
Today's a big day, Tom.
Yeah,
our girls getting married.
That's right. Christy Lee has announced
today.
That she's
getting married.
Married
today. No.
Al, because of the baseball season, is coming to us from the outfield wall at Wrigley Field. There it is. Yeah.
That's what's up. Looks good. Congrats, Christy.
Thank you.
Make sure he doesn't steal your stuff. Make sure to work that into the vows.
I know where you're coming from. I'm sorry about what happened to you.
Let me read this letter, Al. One of our astute
took
listeners.
Took the ceiling fan out of the ceiling.
Both ceiling fans, chicks.
That's
two.
Unbelievable.
Damn.
Any good realtor will tell you if it's attached to the wall, it stays.
Well, Christy, you're in good. Now, you're moving into his spot?
No, he's moving into my spot.
Okay. Who had the nicer crib to begin with?
Me.
Okay. All right, have there been papers drawn up? I'm not hating, but I'm just, this is just life in America 2023.
He's
I like this dude. If you love him, I love him too.
I have an appointment set up with an attorney.
Have you decided who gets the sloth?
Has everyone heard?
Wait, no, you have a
chinchilla?
A chinchilla.
No, it's a pet sloth.
No.
She got rid of the chinchilla.
No, and she went to heaven.
Oh, I thought they lived forever. I guess
she was 21, 20. She was old.
Yikes. Now, Al, we do have a nice letter here. Dear Bob and Tom Show, right, Stephen. I know that none of you guys are invited to Christie's wedding, but can we at least get advance notice of the yard sale of all of Andy's stuff? Thank you very much, Steve. Now, we were discussing this, Al, earlier. The question is, I asked Christie how big her garage is, because I know Christie's kind of
a car collector. That's a very personal question.
Yeah, it was not a euphemism.
Yeah.
She has a two-car garage.
At least.
She owns two cars. Hey. Andy has two cars.
Sophie has a car. There's actually five cars, if you count them, really.
You must be doing
she's not giving up any closet space, so she's going to have to turn her daughter's room into a closet, thus kicking her daughter out of the house.
That is, he is totally lying.
Closet. Wow.
We have two bedrooms. Sophie still gets her bedroom, but her music room is going to become his closet.
That's where she works and relaxes.
Her music room?
Yeah.
Well, when you find the Ouija she's hiding in there, you give it to me.
You beat me to it. Is it a studio or is it a place where a five-year-old is banging on a keyboard? It's a studio. You got to call it a studio. You're killing her there.
Yeah, well, her drum kit can go somewhere else.
Her drum kit?
Wow. Hey, yeah. Look, it's time for mom to have fun. It's time for these kids to understand your parents are people, and your mom gave you, you live in a five-car crib. You are past 21, I'm assuming. You got a good start in life, but now mama needs to turn your room into the Container Store. I love it.
Now, Al, are you currently living by yourself, technically?
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not. I don't know if
how
I told you
many
that
more times, Al?
Well, the good thing is I don't have much left, chicks.
Okay. All right.
Slim pickings.
Fair enough.
But no, I met a woman, and you know, I wasn't trying to meet anybody. You guys know that, and she is so sweet and nice. It just works. And then, like, I even had her meet like one of my friends that doesn't really like people that much, and even she was like, oh my god, like, she's just such a sweet. It's and she's a crazy sports fan, like crazy. Like, she had three TVs in the living room watching the baseball classic, the NCAA tournament, and regular baseball. Like, she's a it's like hanging out with your homeboy that has a nice rack.
But she's already living with you.
She owns her own house.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, but she's over here most nights.
Gotcha.
Now, did you replace the ceiling fans that the previous lady took with her when she moved out?
I like that you call her the previous lady. That's going to be the name of the Lifetime movie I make about her, the previous lady. starring Meredith Baxter Burney. I replaced the ceiling fans with kind of these cool neon lights. I never showed you guys. I'll send video of my crib. Is anybody in that studio like me? I'm very weird about the lighting in my house. My house always looks like an after-hours club where everybody is on some kind of stimulant. Like, that's it. They're all, like, super low purple and blue and, like, low-level lights always.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is that weird? Does anybody else do that?
Nope, nobody else. That's weird.
That's weird.
That's odd, strange.
Do you just turn the lights on and you just have a bright white light in your room like you're about to do a liver transplant?
That's right. Lights low. And you never know when one might break out at my place. You don't know.
I got one of those big vitamin D lights, and I sit under it and I sunbathe like a lizard.
Wow.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark. Dark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Al, now, this segment that we do with you is about language.
It is.
Could I get away with, in normal conversation, if I was saying to someone, oh, I've been working on this new...
If you have to ask, can you get away with it? Just tell yourself you can't get away with it.
Al just said it. I don't think I could say, hey, I'm building myself a new crib.
We've heard that at least seven times.
I mean, Josh, what is a word that Tom could use that's not house... But not, you can't say crib because that's not going to roll off your tongue. I think, could Tom get away with saying spot? Yo, I just got a new spot. Tom, just say that really quickly. See, make it sound natural, please.
I'm building a new spot. No, it doesn't sound.
No, yeah. He's definitely not building a spot.
Stick with palatial home.
Yeah. It's more like a palace.
Can't say crib. No.
Okay.
Nah.
You could say it ironically. People would get a kick out of it.
Do what I do. Go with compound.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a compound. Ooh. Yeah, the compound.
Building a new compound.
Got the compound.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it is right.
I know.
You got to have the double gates before your driveway starts to have a compound. Those are the rules.
Oh, no gates for me. No. You only have to have a privacy fence and a generator. Then you got a compound.
Okay, you sound like a doomsday prepper. No, you need... Like the sliding, it's got to be the sliding door where you have to put the keypad in.
Sure.
And then somebody yells at you, what is your business here? And then you're granted access. That's how you got a compound.
I see. Al is one of the featured performers on the Daily Blast Live, DBL, every day.
It's not every day, every day.
Air day.
You said it sounded like a wizard in Lord of the Rings. Air day.
Hello, that's precious. The one that shoots bow and arrows, I think.
Okay. Well, Al, what is our phrase or word of the day today?
Tom, I want to do a little throwback. You know, baseball season's literally upon us. And, I just want to go back 20, 25 years and just tell the people in their cars right now. Tom, really quickly, tell everybody what OPP stands for. Remember the song You Down With OPP? What were they talking about?
You know me.
What?
You know me, OPP?
Okay.
You don't know the song You're Down With OPP?
I do not. I'm not familiar.
Is that Naughty by Nature?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Does OPP have something to do with baseball?
Doesn't Bob Seger have a smoking OPP?
Smoking OPs, that's other people's.
You got the first two right.
Well, you did. You're very, very close.
Oh, well, smoking OPs is Bob Seger. OPPs.
You said Bob Seger. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I'm sort of stalling while I think here. Other people's parties?
Well, no.
Other people.
No, think but you're more, not that far.
Think anatomical.
Yes.
Oh, so you're. Was
but
this
medical.
Oh, not it's not the slang term for the...
Actually, for a guy, it's medical. For a girl, it's slang.
Yes. Yes, good call.
Well, the P that I was thinking of is not the one, then.
Oh. Pancreas?
I don't think it was pancreas.
No.
It was pinky.
Here you go.
Naughty by Nature!
Nice. Sampling a little Jackson 5.
Nice bass riff.
You like this, huh?
I still like this song.
Sure. It's a great song.
So it's... Drop a load on. I hear the jazz.
ABC.
Okay. Other people's...
That's how easy love could be.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's... And then that would be for the distaff side.
Okay, so it's a different P. The second P is different for the ladies and the gents.
Yes, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I see.
Yes.
So they're not smoking.
Look, Tom, you would have gone your whole life not knowing that this song existed. This song was culturally iconic because so many people identified with
OPP
doing a little side action, side piece as you call it. So Tom, that kind of leads into what we talked about last week. Do you remember the word that we used? Starts with a T when you're doing stuff on the side. Kind of makes you think about Halloween a little bit.
Oh, no, I forgot. What's my new word? Help me, Josh.
Trickin'?
Oh.
Yes, you're tricking off a little bit on the side. It's like, I know that Josh has a girlfriend, but I saw him at the bar. He's definitely tricking off. He's down with those people.
That's true. Wow. I can speak to that from experience. That's very true.
He's tricking off. That means you're looking for. That means you're in search of an alternate girlfriend.
Not behaving myself, man. Oh man.
Okay. Yeah, I think tricking off means you are currently doing it. Not you're trying to. Like, yeah, he's tricking off right now.
So
that guy,
he would be in search of another man's woman. The OPP.
If I were tricking off with OPP,
other people's. Wow,
Tom, I feel like we did something. Tom, I want to keep this momentum going because we're going with phrases. Tom, what does shooting the GIF mean?
Shooting the GIF or gift? Yes. GIF, G-I-F?
It's gift, but you say GIF.
Hmm. I would guess it's like if you're on a dating app and you don't know what to say, don't want to say hey, say hi. You shoot her a GIF, maybe something from The Office. She goes, oh, this guy likes The Office, good sense of humor. He shot me a GIF.
Jim looking up strangely from his desk. Someone knows Jim.
Exactly.
Oh, so is it that kind of a GIF?
No, not at all. Don't let that sidetrack you. We're just two men having a conversation while you think.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. Tom's not familiar with the word conversation, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what the shooting.
That is ironic because you fancy yourself, you consider yourself quite the conversationalist. I would say one way conversationalist, possibly.
You can read this in his book. Life is a monologue.
When I get in my car, no one had anything to say.
I get in my car. I sit in the driver's lectern.
Shooting a GIF.
Shooting the GIF.
And see, Josh, I would say, like, if you're talking to a girl at the bar, you're shooting your shot.
Yes, right. Shoot your shot.
You gotta shoot your shot.
Maybe it's someone with the gift of gab, and they're shooting their GIF.
Go with that.
Know.
That's a big hint, Tom.
Shooting the GIF.
There are artists that make their money solely on their gift of gab with music.
I have no idea. Help me here. What do you think, Josh?
Rapping?
You're rapping. Yeah. It's like kicking a verse. Like, hey, I'm just, you know, I was out there. Like, you've been gifted with this ability to rap. And so you're just shooting it out for the people.
Laying down some rhymes.
Oh, so in the middle of a conversation, so you walk up to the bar and there's this woman there. And rather than just saying,
hi, good evening. How are you?
Yeah. You do something with kind of a beatbox thing. Start.
You know what?
Well, my name is Tom, and I like the way you look. Yeah. Come on, baby. I'll open you like a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look what I did.
See? Yeah, I don't know to be real crass, but I want to open up dead ass.
Yeah.
There we go. How did I do, Al?
Oh, my.
I mean, you had me right up until the end. You know, I think,
you know what?
I think the end was a little racy.
I can't imagine how uncomfortable you are, judging how uncomfortable I am being here in the room.
Tom, why don't you just, let's do this. Why don't you tell the people in the room that you are down with OPP? And that you were able to attain it by shooting your GIF. Let's hear that.
Well, I can work it into a sense. I was visiting a hotel with Ace Cosby, Ace had to excuse himself because he was going to go looking for some OPP. And he walked up to a beautiful young woman, and in his hip hop lingo,
hip hop lingo. All right,
he displayed his gift of GIF.
Mm-hmm. His gift of GIF.
And all I know is that the two of them ended up walking into the lobby and hopping aboard the Otis.
Oh.
He thinks hopping aboard the Otis is slang for riding the elevator.
I just invented that. Hopping aboard the Otis. It's new slang. It'll be everywhere next week.
I'm just glad that you didn't make OPP for A stand for own personal pizza. I'm just glad that we didn't get that.
Oh, but that would be a great name for a pizza place, though.
Yeah.
They have a very problematic commercial, but the pizza's great.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna? Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.